Hello, everyone. Welcome to Amago Season 2, Episode 4, Between the Rock and a Hard Place. I'm your host, Vanessa Brown. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Today, I would like to use as a backdrop for our discussion, John chapter 19, verses 12 through 14. And I want to read it just so that we have some context for our conversation. It says, "From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jewish leaders kept shouting, 'If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar.' When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon." The phrase "between a rock and a hard place" usually means that a person has to make a decision or choose between two options, with neither option being very favorable. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 25 tells us, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." I want to use this scripture along with what we just read because it applies to the case for Pilate, the governor of Judea, who found himself between the rock and a hard place. While the Bible doesn't give us a lot of background about Pilate, history does. It tells us a little bit about Pontius Pilate as a leader. First, Pontius Pilate secured his position through the influence of a friend. Therefore, he never really felt secure in his role as a ruler. His limited leadership ability caused him to make some bad decisions that backfired on him. He tried to rule with an iron fist, and the Jews rebelled. The last thing that Pilate wanted was for word to get back to Rome that the territory or the area that he was governing was out of control. As Proverbs 29 and 25 warns us, the Jews knew what Pilate's weakness was, what his fear was, and they used this fear against him. I want to use Pilate's interaction with Jesus, which is found in John 18, 28 through chapter 19, verse 16, to discuss three very important points that the Holy Spirit kind of pulled out of these verses for me. First, God does not answer us when we're operating out of fear. Two, the enemy uses what we fear against us. And the third is, never give fear of men the judge's seat. First, let's talk about this idea that God refuses to answer out of your fear. When I started meditating on this, the Lord brought back to my remembrance that when I was about 12 years old, several of the children or young people in my neighborhood went to a church service at a small Pentecostal church. And when we got there, they showed all of us this movie about the terrors of hell in order to convince us to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord. Of course, being 12 years old and after watching this movie, we were all traumatized. We were terrified. And we declared we did not want to go to hell. So we all went to the altar and we began tarrying. And if you don't know what tarrying is, it is the practice back in the day when we would just go to the altar and call on the name Jesus, 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 right? And so we did this for what seemed like hours. And when we were finished, we were deemed as being saved. The problem was, I was no different than before, because I actually was seeking Jesus out of fear of hell and not out of my love for God and the gift of salvation that comes through Christ. John 19 and 8 says, when Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. When he heard what? When Pilate heard that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, this caused Pilate fear. And it caused fear in him because, as a Roman, Pilate worshiped other gods. And part of their belief system was that these gods gave humans supernatural power. So Pilate was asking Jesus this question because he was thinking maybe Jesus, you know, had the same type of superpower or was the same, you know, when they said he was the Son of God, that he had these same superpowers. But notice that Jesus did not answer his question about where he was from. He was not asking the question because he wanted to know Jesus for himself. He asked the question out of fear of these gods and out of the fear of the Jews. God does not respond to fear. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 tells us God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of the sound mind. Secondly, Hebrews 11 and 6 says, and without faith, it's impossible to please him. For whoever draws near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek after him. So my question is, why do you think God would answer someone who doesn't believe he is who he says that he is? God, our Father, responds to the cry of his children. Therefore, it's imperative for us to approach him as our Father, knowing that there is nothing that any man can do to us without his permission. It is impossible to trust God and be afraid at the same time. I'm going to say that again. It is impossible to trust God and be afraid at the same time. Why? Because the word trust means having a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Fear is the absence of trust. So why would God respond to you if you are making a request of him, but you do not believe in his reliability? You don't believe that he is the truth. You don't believe in his ability or his strength. Why would God respond to you if you don't trust him? God does not respond out of our fear. And specifically, he does not respond out of our fear of man. Okay. The second point that I would like to make out of this interaction between Pilate and Jesus is this. The enemy uses what you fear against you. Pilate repeated over and over when we read this account that he found no fault in Jesus and he had no desire to crucify him. According to Luke chapter 23, verse 6, Pilate so desperately wanted to get out of this hard place that when he learned that Jesus was from Galilee, he sent Jesus to Herod for prosecution. Herod was the same man who had John the Baptist beheaded. But when he questioned Jesus, he also received no response. Why? He was only asking because he believed that Jesus was John the Baptist, perhaps resurrected, and because he was only asking Jesus these questions because he wanted to see Jesus perform the miracles that he had heard that he performed. That's a whole nother topic, that Jesus does not respond to us because we just want to see him perform. That's not why miracles happen. Herod was not willing to pass judgment, and so he sends Jesus back to Pilate. So now Pilate finds himself again between the rock and the hard place. And if you don't understand what I mean by the hard place is Pilate knew what was right, but he was more concerned about the opinions of people or what might happen. That was his hard place. He knew within himself that Jesus was innocent, but he also knew that the Jews could potentially ruin his position as the governor of Judea. His position, you see, as governor was only as secure as his ability to keep peace in the region. He was given the authority as the governor by the emperor Tiberius. So hang with me for a second. His position as governor, and I thought that this was just really eye-opening. So Pilate received his position as governor, or secured his position, because of his relationship with a man by the name of Sejanus. And Sejanus was the chief administrator and counsel to the emperor. So Pilate had secured his position because of a friendship or an association that he had. And Pilate had made enemies with the Jews, specifically because when he became governor, got his position, he hung images of Tiberius across Jerusalem, and he also made these pagan coin symbols. And this made the Jews irate. Now, when Sejanus, his ally, his friend who got him the job, was suspected by Tiberius, the emperor, of trying to overthrow him, Sejanus is arrested and executed. Uh-oh. So now Pilate no longer has a friend in the emperor's court. This puts him in a very precarious position. The Jews use this uncertainty and this fear to their advantage. So while Pilate tries to set Jesus free, the enemy uses his fear against him. The Jews say to Pilate, "If you let this man go, you are no friend to Caesar, because anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." From this, I want us to understand that the enemy only has the power of influence. Now, the Jews certainly could report that Pilate refused to execute Jesus to the emperor Tiberius. And Pilate was not willing to let that happen out of the fear that if they did tell the emperor, he would lose his position, his power, and potentially his life. The enemy will use your own fears against you. The fear of what might happen, or what they may say, or what they may do. But Jesus says in his interaction with Pilate, "Anyone on the side of truth listens to me." Listening to Jesus means trusting him. And remember, trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Pilate was so worried about what may happen, what could happen, that he did not listen to the truth. He did not trust what Jesus said to him. He instead focused on appeasing the people because he was afraid of them. Your enemy will use your fear against you. And usually it is the fear of the possibility of what might happen. My third and final point that I want to talk about this evening is never give fear of man the judge's seat. When the Jews threatened Pilate by saying, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar, because anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar," Pilate brought Jesus out and he sat down on the judge's seat. It is a place that's known as the stone pavement. I thought it was interesting that the Bible would give such detail about where Pilate was seated. But I believe that there are some spiritual implications here. When we look closely, the stone pavement, which is Gabbatha in Aramaic, means a place of height or a ridged platform. It is a stone-covered temple mound. So if you would, in your mind's eye, see that Pilate went and took this higher seat and made a decision out of fear versus a decision out of trust. Pilate, now threatened and afraid of the Jews, goes to this elevated place to make his decision. His decision is made out of fear of the Jews. It is made out of his fear of Tiberius, the emperor. It is made out of his fear of losing his authority, losing his power, and potentially losing his life. However, if Pilate would have listened to Jesus, his decision would have been made out of righteousness and justice. Pilate found himself between the rock, who is Jesus, and a hard place, the fear of man. He had to make a decision to either trust Jesus or let fear be elevated. And remember, Proverbs told us, warns us, that the fear of man is a snare and it is a trap. The lesson to be learned from Pilate is not to allow fear to ever sit in the judge's seat. Never let fear take control of your decision. The rock is Jesus Christ, and he is the one that you can stand on when you are making your decisions. We are never to make our decisions out of the fear of man. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 says, "He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he." Psalms 62:2 says, "He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." It is from the place of standing on the rock that you should be able to make all of your decisions. When you find yourself between a rock and a hard place, make your decision based on the rock. Let your trust, your firm belief in the reliability, the truth, ability, and strength of Jesus Christ be what you stand on. You cannot trust him and operate in fear at the same time. Make your decisions based on the rock. Thank you for joining me. Please visit our website at amagohim.com. Check out our coaching and leadership development services. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube at amagohim. That's the @ amagohim. I'm also on Facebook by typing IMAGO. Be sure to like and share my posts and reels. Please hit the subscribe and notification button on YouTube so you'll know whenever I've posted a new video. Please make sure that you download the podcast on whatever media platform you are currently using. And I'd like to hear from you. Email me your comments or suggestions at amagohim@gmail.com. I look forward to the next time we are together, and we shall be just like him.